and must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to the city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the part of the ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being worried with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water, and Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink, for his disciples were gone away to the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith unto thee, Give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us this well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? And Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again, but whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Amen. And the woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. And Jesus saith unto her, Go call thy husband and come hither. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, Thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that thou saidest thou truly. And the woman saith to him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And Jesus saith unto her, Woman, believe me, the hour cometh, when you shall neither worship in this neither in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jew. But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. That's where we'll stop reading right there. You can have a seat. That's much more than we normally read. I know that. But sometimes you need the context in order to understand what the Lord was talking about. And did you know that not everybody reads their Bible? So you need to know the story behind the story. All right. So if we had a thought, you pray for us for a few minutes. I'll try my best to be as brief as I can. True worshipers. So verse 23 says, But the hour cometh, and now is, when true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
Yep,
that's the Lord. A true worshiper. Now, friend, we can sing any song you want to sing. We can read any scripture you want to read. We can have any tradition you want to have. But without the Spirit, we can't have church.
Amen.
It's just not possible. Did you hear what I read to you? The time cometh and now is that true worshipers shall worship him in spirit and in truth. Verse 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship him, listen to this word. It's a four-letter word, but it means it's mandatory. It means we can't do it without the Spirit.
That's right.
Must worship him in spirit and in truth. A true worshiper must worship him in spirit and in truth. You got to have both. You can't just have one.
Amen.
Just because it makes you feel good, that don't mean it's God. The Spirit of God dwells in the heart of a man that's been saved by his mercy and his grace.
All right. A true worshiper. Lord, help me to be a true worshiper. Now, to be a true worshiper, there's some things that I've got to do. Number one, I've got to listen to God. Can you imagine what it would have been when Moses saw the burning bush had he not took the time to listen? If Moses had acted as we act and that burning bush would have scared him to death, he'd have went running. But Moses took the time to listen to the voice of God. And in Moses' ears, what God was asking him to do, he thought he'd never be able to accomplish that. Listen, God didn't save you to sit on the pew. He gave you something to do. It might not be to sing. It might not be to teach a class or to preach a sermon. But if you'll do the little bit,
that's right.
Here's what David, the king of kings, said. David, the man after God's own heart, the king of Israel, he said, I'd rather be a doorkeeper at the house of the Lord. Because if I could just unlock the door and let you in where you can get what you need, I've done something great for the Lord. See, it doesn't have to be the big things. If we'll just do the little things, God will do the rest. But we have to do it with His Spirit. There's no other way to please God. There's no other way for us to help souls be saved other than to have the Spirit of the Lord. Without the Spirit, it says you're none of His. We cannot be His child. Now listen. Today, DNA is popular. And I watch a lot of crime shows. And there's crimes that have been committed 30, 40, 50 years ago. And they were at a dead end. But then they get a sample of the DNA. And they're able to figure out who it was that committed that crime all those years ago. That has nothing to do with a message, preacher. Well, let me just let you in on this. If you took a sample of my DNA, it would show that I belong to J.D. Strange. And you can tell by the genetic markers. I have the same gray hair. I have the few extra pounds. I have the diabetes. But if you took some of that blood that he put on my soul, you know that I was one of his. How do you know you passed from death to life? Because you love the brother. And I hope that the Lord will help me for just a few minutes to witness for him, to preach for him, so that you'll know I have his Spirit about me. I'll never make a million. I used to think I'd do well in life. I used to think I'd make a lot of money. I used to think that I was fairly smart. I've realized I've got none of that. But you know what I do have? I have the Lord with me. And that's enough. Woo! To make it through this life.
Bless him now. Bless him, Lord.
Bless him, Lord.
Praise the Lord.
His Spirit. A true worshiper. If Moses had never listened to him, the children of Israel would never have been delivered.
That's right.
You know what else you've got to do if you're a true worshiper? You've got to depend on him.
Amen.
You've got to live for him.
Yeah.
That's right.
It may not always be easy. Ask Joseph. Was Joseph's life always an easy life, you Bible readers?
No.
You don't need to believe me. Don't trust what I tell you. Get your King James Version Bible out. And you preacher men, help me. It's somewhere in Genesis. Around chapter 32, somewhere in there, that it starts talking about Joseph. And you read the story of Joseph. You read about where his brothers sold him into slavery.
That's right.
You read about where he went down there to Potiphar's house to work, and Potiphar's wife lied on him, and he got thrown in prison. You read about all the things that Joseph had to go through, but don't let that be all that forms your opinion. Read about how God blessed Joseph. Joseph down at Potiphar's house. Read about thank you, Lord. Read about how that God blessed Joseph down in the prison. Read about how God blessed Joseph in Pharaoh's service. Read about how God blessed Joseph through all the turmoil and the trials that he went through. Read about how Joseph lived for the Lord and the Lord used him to save Joseph's own family.
Thank God. Yeah.
All because Joseph determined he was going to live for the Lord.
That's right.
If you sit down and quit now, what's God going to do through you?
Amen.
We used to sing a song, Tommy. I've come too far to look back.
That's right. Sure have, Brother Mike.
He's done too much for me.
Yes, he has.
He's blessed me too many times.
Thank God.
I've got a song the Locust Ridge Boys sang. It's too late to tell me that God isn't real. He's already done too much for me.
Yeah.
I've heard his voice. I've felt his touch. I've been there when he worked miracles in my life. I'm not going to sit down on him. I've seen preachers do that. I've seen preachers with good ministries that God was really using them, and they messed up, and they threw it away, and they sat down, and they quit on God. Shame on them. God wants to use me and you to help one another along life's way.
Right.
We've come too far. Heaven is just a
bless
few more steps away.
Right.
I'm going to make it. I'm going to worship him. I'm going to praise him. And I'm going to sing his praises forever.
Amen.
That's good preaching.
Bless him, Lord.
I know. You ever been there? Just scattered everywhere, ain't you, Johnny? True worshiper. If you're going to be a true worshiper, you got to hear his voice. You got to live for him. You got to seek his face. You got to talk to him. Elijah was convinced, wasn't he? He is the only one left. And they saw his life until he went to praying. While he was down there on his knees feeling sorry for himself, an earthquake came and shook the ground that he was on. And the Lord wasn't in that. While he was down there crying out to the Lord, have you been there praying, trying to pray? Do you pray every time? Do you get through every time you pray? I want to ask you that. I believe in this modern day and age, we've mistaken the concept of prayer. We think that just because we get down and utter a few words that we've prayed. No. The time has come and now is that true worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. So let me let you in on a little secret about your prayer life. We don't even know what we ought to pray.
That's right.
Except the Spirit. Amen. Give us utterance. I don't get through every time. I don't know about you. I get down with things on my mind and troubles and things like that. And maybe I try my best to go through my routine. You got what I do. We try to go through our routine and we say and mumble a few words and we get up and we know that we did a bit more pray than before we ever left the pew. But I'm here to tell you, when I humble my heart and it's broken and I fall down before him and I say, God, if you don't help me, I'm in trouble. And I cry out to him and I give him everything I've got. And when I do that, I can talk to him and he'll talk to me.
Right.
And I feel Spirit turn down on the inside. And he speaks, what you say, preacher? He speaks peace. He speaks joy. He speaks love. And I can get up knowing that I felt his Spirit and I talked to him for just a little while.
Yeah.
If you're going to be a true worshiper, preacher, I wouldn't act like you do. Well, you don't know what you'll do. Lord may have you running now before the service is over. It won't be me.
Praise the Lord.
It won't if you don't let it.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah.
To be a true worshiper, you've got to do what he tells you to do.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right,
brother.
And you may not like it.
That's right. Listen, Lord.
Yes. You may not like it.
Right.
He told Jonah to go preach to Nineveh, and Jonah didn't like it. He got on a boat and went the wrong way, but he found out he was going to do what God wanted him to do anyway.
That's right.
That's right.
Has God ever told you to do something and you didn't like it?
Yes.
He has me. There's been times he's laid stuff on my heart to preach, and it just broke my heart.
Yes.
And I pray, say, God, please, please, please. You been there?
Yeah.
Because I knew them people was good people.
Yeah.
I knew they loved God.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to preach to them that they weren't perfect. But guess what? None of us are.
That's right, Brother Mike.
And I found out when I just obeyed him.
Yeah.
And I preached what he gave me. Mm-hmm. It had great results.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Come on. Bless his
Lord. Yeah, he's told me to do stuff I didn't want to do. He's told me to make my acknowledgments and apologize to people I didn't feel like I owed them any. Guess what I had to do? I had to say, brother, I'm sorry.
That's right. Hard
sometimes. I love you.
Yeah, thank God.
Because who knows when we'd be in a service again.
Amen.
And I didn't want anything to stand between me and God or me and that person.
Amen.
I had to just say, I'm sorry. That don't mean they'll accept it. But if you do what God tells you to do, you can be a true worshiper.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Now, where's that at in the Bible, preacher? Well, it's in there. If any man have an ought, if any man remember an ought against his brother, take his gift to the altar. My mind preaches. Take his gift to the altar and leave it there. Not take it up here and pretend.
Right.
You don't like this, do you?
Yeah.
Take your gift to the altar, leave it there, and go and be reconciled with thy brother. You know what we like to do? Pretend there's nothing wrong. Shame on you and me if we're okay with sin. Oh, Lord, help me to preach it. I'm here to tell you today, you can pretend all you want to, but you'll never be a true worshiper if you don't have his spirit, and it won't last over sin.
Ask
The Lord told Joshua he wouldn't be with his people anymore until they got rid of the accursed thing. What was that? That was sin. Well, what I do don't affect anybody. Achan's sin got 36 men killed and caused the church to lose the battle.
That's right.
Has God changed?
No.
Then that tells me my sin can hurt Dutch Bottoms Church.
That's right.
Well, you're the pastor. You're not, but your sin can hurt Dutch Bottoms Church.
That's right.
Good.
You're not. But your sin can hurt Dutch Bottoms Church. So I've got to stop right here in the middle of this message. I love the Lord.
I love the Lord.
I love my church.
I love my church.
I love everybody in my church.
I love everybody in my church.
If you do, let's make it right.
That's right. Make it right.
That's good.
A true worshiper. So, if I could be a true worshiper, I learned in school that there are synonyms, words that mean the same, and then there are antonyms, words that mean the opposite.
Yep.
So, what is the opposite of a true worshiper? I would imagine it would be a false worshiper.
That's right.
Now, let's talk about this little Samaritan woman
that I read the scripture to you about, and I read it kind of hurriedly, so if you missed some, when you go home today, go to John chapter 4 and read that scripture again. You know what she'd been exposed to? She'd been exposed to some false worshipers. She said, "What are you, being a Jew, asked to drink of me, being a Samaritan? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans." And some of you may snarl your nose at groups that we have in this world in Cobb County. Some of you may say, "We don't want anything to do with those." Let me preach this to you. We all have a soul. I don't care whether you're a billionaire or whether you're a bum living on the streets of Newport. I don't care whether that you got everything life could have, that you could want in life, or whether you have nothing. If you're a drug addict, a drunkard, we all have a soul. And Jesus hung on the cross of Calvary for every man, woman, boy, and girl. He died so that everybody could have salvation, even you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And to hate folks because they're not like us, you can't do that and be a true worshiper. All right. That's that false stuff. Our fathers say that we ought to worship in this mountain, but you say Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Well, we're Baptists. We're all going to heaven. I'm afraid that's not true.
Come on now.
I dare say there'll be some Baptists in hell. Why? Because they weren't true worshipers. This is not a Baptist way. I believe it to be the closest way, according to the Word of God, according to what I can read and understand. But I'm here to tell you today, all it takes for you to go to heaven is Jesus.
That's right.
You don't have to be baptized into the church. And I'm afraid we got some people that have misconstrued this to think that just because they were dunked in the water or sprinkled, they're going to go straight to heaven. Marvel not that I say unto ye, ye must be born again. That was Jesus' words. Do you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
Do you believe he was the Savior?
Amen.
If his words told Nicodemus, I believe it's in the previous chapter, chapter 3 in John, a churchgoer, an officer in the church, and Jesus told that man, you must be born again.
Amen.
There's no other name given under heaven whereby you must be saved than Jesus. I'm so glad somebody took the time to humble their heart and have the Spirit in their life and tell me about Jesus.
Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
We've got some of those folks. Debbie, you told me not long ago how many members we had. 400 something, I believe. I would dare say not all those will go to heaven. You should not say that, preacher. To be a true worshiper, I believe you got a desire to be in his house.
Amen.
Amen.
When's the last time we had 400 on the board?
Yeah, come on, man.
As a matter of fact, I've been, long before you ever elected me as your pastor, I went to church right across the hill. I live right down the road. In years past, you all had a really good crowd. And I'm not saying this disparagingly, so please don't take it that way. I don't ever recall you having 400. Friends, listen. Profession and possession is two different things.
That's right.
That's right.
When you get saved, yes, you get it, but you don't leave it here. You get to take it home with you.
Amen.
All right. Pray on. I know it's running a little past. Your chicken's getting cold. A true worshiper. False worshiper says we know what it takes to get to heaven and we're the only ones going.
Well, you talk about that Catholic church. No, I'm not. I'm talking about some Baptist churches.
Yeah.
I'm talking about some Church of God churches.
Yeah.
I'm talking about Methodists. Yep. I'm talking about Presbyterian. They're not going to send you to the Baptist portion of heaven.
Bless you, Paul.
Me and my wife, she's sitting right back there. We raised three boys. My name is Michael Strange. Her name is Tammy Strange. And Steve, if you'd have been around when my boys were growing up there, Steve's my neighbor, he'd have met Mackenzie Strange. He'd have met Christian Strange. He'd have met Mason Strange. All my mail comes as Michael Strange. It doesn't come as Michael Baptist.
Bless him, Lord.
My boys' last names aren't Christian, Presbyterian, or Mason, Lutheran, or you name it. We're all strangers. And when we get to heaven, there'll only be one family with one name that matters. And it'll be Jesus.
Praise
I must decrease. He must increase.
That's good. Lord, it's good.
That's the Lord.
True worshipers, false worshipers. Now let me get this, and then I'll. You give me about 10 minutes. Can you go that long without something to eat? I think you can. Okay, so. Woman, where is thy husband? And her response was, Lord, I have none. And Jesus, knowing, he said, in this thou hast said truly, for thou hast had five husbands, and the one that thou hast now is not thine own. Jesus could have said, here's your water.
Yeah, he could have.
No, he could. Because Jesus wasn't going to overlook her sin.
Nope.
We can pretend all we want to. But until people repent, we don't need to ignore their sin.
Amen.
That's right.
Debbie can print your name in the membership book in letters this big. You can shake my hand. You can even ride to church with me. But if you've not been saved by the grace of God, you're not going to heaven.
Amen.
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 True worshipers, false worshipers. If you're going to be a true worshiper, you need to hear the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Tommy, would you be insulted if you were trying to talk to me and all you saw was the back of this phone? The Lord wants to talk to you.
That's right.
We need to forget this.
Amen.
We need to forget what's on the TV screen.
Yeah, come on.
We need to forget what the world says. And we need to pay attention to the voice of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Bless him.
Because he'd like for you to be a true worshiper.
Amen.
We have to live for him. Even when the trials and tribulations come. Just lift up the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He said he could get glory out of any situation.
That's right.
He promised us. Listen. The Lord's really blessed us at Dutch Bottoms. But you've not always been on the mountaintop either, have you?
Sure.
I've never seen a church that was always just on fire.
That's right.
There's hills. There's valleys. Stick with
it. That's right.
In the hard times and in the good times.
Yeah.
Stay with the church.
Amen.
Amen.
Those three boys I told you about, they've all moved out. They're married. They got families of their own and lives of their own. But you know what I told one of them this week when he called me? He is in Japan. They sent him to the Philippines for a week while he was over. I didn't even know he had went. But you know what I told him? I said, you've always got a home in White Pine. I told him that, meaning he could come home anytime he wanted to. He may not ever make it back to White Pine. I go, what in Florida? He may not ever make it back to White Pine.
Bless him, Lord.
I don't know. I might go home when service is over and that house be burned to the ground. That's okay. Because I've got a real home I'm going to a night in a while. Fire can't touch it. Thieves can't break it in steel. And I am welcome in my real home.
Yeah. Praise the Lord.
To be a true worshiper. To be a true worshiper, you have to seek his face. Call on him and listen to him. We've got to the point in this life. Okay. We play around with it. Let's just be honest. We play around with God. Some of you younger folks is not old enough to remember this. If you're my age, and some of you are, and a little older, you remember a time when we didn't have internet.
Amen.
And I've heard this week about, I'll just tell you who it is. It's Diana. Her health has been an issue for a while. She can't come to church. So you know what she does? She watches our church service on Facebook. That's the only kind of church she gets. But she knows when church time is. And she gets her phone, her tablet, and at 10 o'clock, her family knows that's church for her.
Yeah.
And the Lord has been able to bring about a little bit of good out of putting our church services on the internet.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what Satan has used it for. He's used it for evil.
That's right.
Every evil thing you can. Listen, whenever I was a boy, these singers that you hear on the radio, if they put out something inappropriate, the government had a thing called the FCC, and that song didn't get any airtime. It didn't get any radio play, so nobody heard it. So Satan figured out a way to put his filth out into this world. He just scooted around the radio, the airtime, the FCC, and you can listen to any filth you want by just looking it up on the internet. And farther than that, we could go right along. There was a time when I was a child that if you wanted to put anything on TV, it had to pass FCC standards. You couldn't have a show that had cursing in it. You couldn't have a show that had anything suggestive in it. And if it had any little hint of anything at all, they would read a parental discretion disclaimer, and it came on after 9 o'clock, and you knew your children weren't supposed to watch that. So what did Satan do? He used the internet once again to scoot around all that. So now we can stream anything we want to, and there's no control over any such thing as that at all. Let me tell you something. Your children don't need to be exposed to the filth of this
That's
world.
Right.
Use Amen. That button on the remote and turn it off.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Come on now. Bless you, Lord.
You done got me started now. I got to get one more thing on that.
Yeah, hello, man.
Come on, buddy. I hadn't searched it, Bobby, but I would say if I went to iTunes, I probably couldn't find Glory Bound's music on there.
Nope.
See, God's people use. I remember when Dad, growing up as a kid, they had 33 albums. Remember them?
Yep.
And Dad had the Sizemores from over towards Sneedville area.
They made them. That's some of the first local people I knew that made music, church music, that you could take home with you and listen to again and again and again. And then technology developed, and they had cassette tapes. Had 8 tracks. We got when they sold 8 tracks, we bought the Sizemore 8 tracks. When they sold cassettes, we bought the Sizemore cassettes. But I've got you here now, now myself. Might as well tell you. We made a trip to Nashville in an old car. And coming back, about 30 miles outside of Nashville, the car overheated. And so we let it cool down. Dad added a little water to the radiator. And he stuck a cassette of the Sizemores in. And we sung. That's how I learned to sing harmony. Dad said, pick a voice, and you sing whatever that voice sings. And we sung all the way from Nashville till we pulled on the carport at White Pine, and the car never overheated again. We made it all the way home.
Yeah.
But Satan has worked in our day and age to where you can't find. I know what Bobby Parker lives. I know him. I know he lives right. I've got great faith and confidence in his life. I know what Sonia lives. I know she's a child of the King. I know that I felt his spirit in her life. But you see, you can't find singers that we know that live right and lift up the name of the Lord in a place where you can find that music. If I want to play Bobby's songs on my phone, I have to take that CD. I have to download that, make MP3s out of each track, and then I have to load that up to my phone. Most people are not going to take the time to do that. And the world knows it, and Satan knows it, so he has cut out every good influence that God's got in this world and made it where it's almost impossible to hear some good gospel singer in this day and age.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, I don't want to get over your head. So if you didn't understand that stuff, that's okay. Just know this, Satan don't want to have anything that you can look to and say, that must be God.
Amen.
All right. The true worshiper. You know what we need at Dutch Bottoms? And I saw when Jennifer read the number off this morning. My time's about out. I saw when Jennifer read the number off this morning. It was 89. There were some smiles. Church, that's wonderful. And I am so glad you're here. And I want you to feel so welcome. I want to just hug you up, tell you I love you, and I want you to come back and be with us. And I said that to say this. You know what we need at Dutch Bottoms? We don't need more singers. We've got some of the best. And if you come to sing, I want you to sing. I want you to get what I'm trying to say here. We don't need more scholars, although I think you should study and read God's Word every day. We need more true worshipers.
Amen.
People that are willing. And listen, this is how you worship. It's not like this.
That's right.
It's like this.
Amen.
Say it, help me, God.
Yeah.
If you want to worship the Lord, humble your heart before Him.
That's right.
If you'll humble Him, if you'll humble yourself and say, God, I need you more than anything, He'll come by and be with you.
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Marty, you going to shoot me? It's not in lights. I know you're not. It's not in the smoke. It's not in the pretense. It's from the bottom of a broken heart that you can please God.
That's right.
Amen.
And that's the only way you can do it.
That's right.
Yeah. True worshipers must worship Him in spirit and in truth.
That's right.
If I stand up and I tell you my life experience and I don't shed a tear, there's not a bit of fear or tremble in my voice, am I doing what God wants me to do? If I believe when God places something on your heart, there's a little bit of dread
yeah.
in doing it. Just a little bit of fear. And I don't ever want you to fear me. I don't. Because I'm just a man.
Bless
the
Lord.
But we are to be afraid of not pleasing God.
Amen.
If I let him down, I've messed up. And you know what? I've not only messed up, I've affected the whole church.
Amen.
True worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. Without the Spirit, ye are none of his. Okay, let me just get this. Grady, get ready. Come on. I've heard you folks request prayer for your grandchildren and your children. I've heard you folks request prayer for your brothers, for your sisters, for your neighbors. Give me a little juice here, Bobby. Do you want to see them saved?
Amen.
Guess what it's going to take? The Spirit.
Yes.
It's going to take the Spirit. That's the only way that we can see them work. So listen, folks. If this message has found you short, if you're not where you need to be with the Lord, now is a good time to fix that.
Amen.
Achan tried to pretend, didn't he? And it just didn't work. He couldn't fool God. You can't either. If you're not where you need to be with the Lord, now is the time to fix that. You can come on and pray while Grady plays this song.